Today on XAF, we're talking about intelligence, what it is and how it divides us. We're in this elementary school somewhere around Brooklyn. Chatter fills Miss Heather's pre-K classroom in the way it does when school just gets out, but none of the parents have come to pick up their children. 4-year-old Eva Carlins is in the back of the room, listening, just listening. Then it hits her. She realizes for the first time, she's smart.
When I was little, I realized that I was smart because I was the only one who understood that you couldn't use the scissors to cut the baby out of the mother's belly. There were more complicated tools to do that. For example, I was in pre-K, and all of the kids, because people like having kids about 4 years apart, all of the kids' parents were having more children, like my parents were. And they all thought, oh, my mom's going to have a C-section. All you have to do is cut her up with scissors. And then I was like, you idiot, that's not how it works.
At this young age, Eva had her heart set on being an OBGYN. She was so serious that she had done independent research of child delivery. She had even sought out advice from her mother's own OBGYN. And at the age of 4, Eva had an understanding of the human reproductive system that most people don't develop until middle school. Why? Because Eva was curious. Very curious. And it was this kind of curiosity that gave her an intellectual edge. Whether this curiosity is sparked by environment or it comes from something deep and internal is the question. The next guy you're going to hear is Harry. Harry's a brighter than average high school junior from Science Leadership Academy. I asked Harry the question of when he realized that he was intelligent. He almost immediately went to his father.
My father, for as long as I've known him, has been obsessed with ideas of intelligence and exceptionality. This was because when he was young, he was, you know, he's old, so he managed to be in one of those first gifted programs, and they had him take the SAT in 8th grade, and they had him doing 12th grade math, and it came back to bite him. He then didn't do any math up until college and was basically screwed by it. So he's interested, by the way, is that intelligence can be a blessing and a curse. And he basically inflicts it upon me by constantly quoting books about how smart kids think different and how sugar affects sleep and how sleep affects everything. And so, surrounded by this sort of obsession, I kind of grew to hate this concept because my dad's obsession with it seemed more than elitist to me. It seemed very one-track-minded, very much like, not like he was trying to figure out how he worked, not like it was a scholarly pursuit, like it was trying to figure out
himself from others.
Trying to figure out all the ways he was better.
How did you first come into contact with your father's elitist ideals about intelligence?
I was somehow a despondent second grader. I looked for unfairness whenever I could find it. I thought the greatest tragedy was that we could bounce the ball in gym when we had recess because of rain, but you couldn't freely bounce the ball when you had structured gym classes, and this somehow didn't make sense to me. And I guess it was around then that my dad just started buying books about the development of, quote, special, unquote, kids. And with his own history of mental gifted studies and whatnot, he was curious about all of this. And even when he was bringing it up with me and about me, it was never, I think, or it may have once been, but certainly stopped being, how do I fix my son? It's, oh, wow, how am I as neat as I am? And he's not, like, the most conceited person you'll ever meet, but his curiosities are all self-motivated.
The more you listen to Harry speak, it becomes kind of clear that his intelligence is the result of environment and some natural ability. It's evident that Harry has benefited from his father's elitist ideas about intelligence. Interestingly, Eva also claims to be the beneficiary of her parents' views on intelligence, even though they greatly differ from Harry's parents' views on intelligence.
My parents consider themselves intelligent, at least on a sort of superficial level. They know that they're brighter than, you know, their peers. Even if their peers also, you know, never went or graduated from college, but whatever. So, I don't know, my parents care about success, but on a pat on the back, you're going places, kiddo, sort of way.
And less of the aggressive kind of...
I don't know, it's not aggressive, it's also sort of, they're intimidated by the college process, and they want to stay, you know, a good 10 feet away from me as I do my thing, so as not to become more scared.
Okay.
I think my parents have signed on to Naviance all of once, like, as a group, collectively. I think that my mom timidly asks me about how the SAT prep is going once a week, but always in a, you know, it'd be a good idea to study sort of way, and not in a how is your progress sort of way. Which I'd prefer to having parents like Harry's parents.
Without my direction, really, you guys kind of brought in this whole nurture aspect of intelligence. Can you speak more towards why you both,
sure,
like, independently went immediately to your parents when...
I only thought of my parents because Harry brought up his parents, and it makes sense that Harry would bring up his parents, I think, especially in light of getting PSAT scores and, you know, having pressure from school to do college things. I think if you asked us this a year ago...
It wouldn't have been.
Right. Maybe not such, you know, esoteric discussion of SATs.
I'm going back to my dad because my dad is, I suppose, the introducer of this concept of intelligence being tangible and interesting and having a relation to me.
To make things more interesting, both Harry and Eva have little sisters who happen to be in the same grade. Harry's younger sister is named Tess, and Eva's younger sister is named Grace. This gives us the chance to explore the nurture role in the development of both of their intelligence. By looking at the differences between them and their younger siblings, we can see great contrast in development.
I think that Grace is developing in a... This may sound really, really vain. Just to clarify, Grace is my 12-year-old sister, so we're about 4.5 years apart. Grace is learning things and acting in ways that I acted maybe 3 years later. Like, now, I mean. She uses vocabulary that I probably didn't learn until 7th or 8th grade. She has more, like, fluid and developed arguments that I could have made as a 12-year-old. And I'm not going to claim to, like, be responsible for that. We barely talk. You know, when we're together, we mostly sit and draw or listen to music.
Yeah.
But I definitely think that my parents learned from me, and Grace and I are going to end up being very similar people, and it's scary.
Huh.
Grace, in her old age, has become friends with a core of really smart kids, which isn't to say that her friends as, like, a second and third grader weren't especially smart. She was just less judgmental of people's intelligence, which is normal.
Yeah.
She has a core of, like, objectively clever friends, and a friend of Grace's wrote a 2-page paper on the proof that 0.9 repeating equals 1, and Grace wrote, like, a 4-page paper in response refuting the point. Now, I don't think that these essays were good. I don't think that there's much to say on a proof that takes up about 5 lines, and I don't think that sixth graders could have very nuanced arguments about math anyway, regardless of how, you know, bright they are, just because of the math that they're learning now. But I can see that, you know, when I started in, like, 8th grade actively seeking friends who I thought that were smart, I see Grace is doing this in 6th grade. And
so
I mentioned
the thing where she's
I mentioned earlier that
ahead.
Grace strikes me as very similar to myself. And so I think, I don't know, who knows, maybe Grace will find the cure to cancer in freshman year of high school, whatever. But I think that Grace is on a track to just become more and more ambitious.
test. Her development is not so brag-worthy as Eva's sister, I don't think. She seems very tainted by some 21st century ideas of femininity, from the music she listens to the way she dresses, to the way she uses social media. She seems very much like someone who wasn't raised by our...
Before I go, I'd like to leave you with a closing thought.
I like to think that intelligence and worth are essentially unrelated, and if we just work as a society towards equality and everything else, this sort of stuff won't be the sort of thing that divides people. And I think that in time, once those things are controlled for, we're going to be looking at a better world.
I disagree with Harry almost entirely.